My name is Nick Healy. You're listening to Breakfast on ABC Shepherd. And all this week, around about this time actually, you've had a chance to hear directly from a number of major candidates running for the seat of Shepparton in the upcoming state election. And just quickly on that note, before we get stuck into what we're actually talking about, I have had a few people inquire, and yes, I do know there is a Labor candidate who's been nominated. I've contacted the Labor Party multiple times to see if Liam Cohen is available to have a chat and have not had a reply at this stage. Of course, what we have been hearing from candidates, very much a stump speech in miniature. Of course it is. Campaign cycle's in full swing. It is their job right now to explain why you should be voting for them. But outside of the candidates, what do people in the area see as the big ticket issues that are affecting Shepparton? Now, Linda Neuenhausen is the CEO of the Committee for Greater Shepparton. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
What are the biggest issues that we should be considering coming up to this election for the seat of Shepparton?
So it's been a really interesting last couple of weeks. Obviously, the floods have really concentrated people's thinking on a number of areas. Interestingly, I think a lot of those concerns existed well before the floods. Hmm. So they were access to health services, they were our workforce, our roads, our rail, and most importantly, sitting underneath all of this is housing. So there's some really big areas that are of focus to the broader community, but they're also really essential to how we get out and keep our economy running locally.
I have been surprised how little housing has come up in my conversations as we're leading up to the election. Clearly very different for you.
Yes, look, we sit at a point at the moment where, you know, we want to bring professionals to town to take up key roles that enable us to have services delivered locally, and we can't offer them housing, or we can't secure the type of housing that they would like or expect when they're making this magical tree change to a regional area. So there's a really big demand around all types of housing. And then across the board, we know we have social and affordable housing challenges that are only growing harder as the as interest rates and others climb.
Healthcare, again, has come up over and over again. There just seems to be no key fix on that, or no, certainly no simple fix. And I don't think we want a simple fix at the moment. We want a long-term solution. But what would you want to see the member for Shepparton to be looking at?
We really want to understand how they're going to secure funding for full completion of GV Health's redevelopment. That's a hospital that services a region that runs from the Riverina to the outskirts of Melbourne. It's a massive health services hub. So we want to understand how they're going to fund the infrastructure, but also what plan they have for a sustainable growth in the workforce that will actually make that facility function. And that's another big challenge around education, training, access, and activating a workforce that we need for today and into the future.
Do you want to see a scenario where more people are training up in the areas they live in? You know, train where you live, work where you've trained. You know, don't come in from outside of cities, but actually be able to do, especially within healthcare, doctor training in a regional area so that you are encouraged to work there.
I think at this point we will take any pathway that works for anyone as long as they end up working in Shepparton.
Okay. You're not fussy on that.
I think there's genuinely, there's really significant opportunities in being able to offer training pathways in your local postcode that then transitions through to working in your local postcode. And I think there's key elements there around a clinical health school, around how we link our actual service providers with the education providers. We have a really strong collaboration culture already here with the Murray-Darling School, with the GP training capabilities we have in town. So we have some great precedents and great building blocks. We want to build on that and make those pathways stronger.
Linda, infrastructure, roads, the one that keeps coming up over and over and over again is the Shepparton Bypass.
Yes, please.
Yes, please?
Yes, please.
Where do you see the sticking points? Everyone has a different opinion on why this hasn't happened. It's been agitated for since the 90s, as I understand it. Where's it fallen down?
I think at times people at all levels forget just how critical Shepparton is in the national infrastructure and national road network. Mm. So, as you were saying the other day, you've come from Dubbo. Mm. If you have a look at how the primary production regions are linked across east coast of Australia. You go from the Darling Downs to Dubbo via Dookie. You might pass through Derrimut and you'll be at the Port of Melbourne. That is the spine of how so much of our primary production is moved around the country to port, to export, to consumers, but equally how imports are brought back into the country. So whether it's fertilisers, seeds, whatever, that makes its way back through to those production regions. So I'm not kidding anyone when I say we are the most important intersection in Southeast Australia, because from here we head to Adelaide, we go north, we go south, we go in every direction basically. So when you look at us as that critical hub, we're home to 25% of Victoria's heavy vehicles. Mm. You put all of that into that compact footprint and you see that we only have one river crossing across Victoria's largest river. You start to understand, firstly, the obstacle it creates, but if the floods have shown nothing else, the massive dislocation that's created when you think we are, when we talk about Greater Shepparton, we're actually two towns that function as one city.
This isn't just about local economy, is it? This is having repercussions into a state and even on a federal level.
When we talk about supply chain efficiency, supply chain optimisation and performance, making the most of what our regional economy can deliver, then yes, we are a massive keystone in that overall grid. And the role of the bypass, the role of our roads within this region and their capacity to support heavy vehicles and vehicles that are growing heavier, and then complementing that with rail, it's all a mix of transport capability that is essential to not just this region but keeping the nation moving.
Linda, there is a lot of promises being made in terms of many, many millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. Many of these promises from candidates are dependent on a state level, seeing a flip in who is governing the state. Assuming that doesn't happen, what do you want from a local member who may be in opposition or potentially an independent? What should they be thinking about?
I think the obvious point there is we genuinely want, and this will make you chuckle, we want someone who can build bridges, literally and figuratively. So we want someone who can have influence, not only at a state level, but also recognising that we need to have influence at a federal level on a lot of the programs and national funded programs that we want delivered within our region, or that are being determined at a federal level. And the obvious one there is about what happens with the Murray-Darling Basin Plan and water.
Has Shepparton been overlooked by the state government to this point?
I think we've seen considerable investment in the region. I think we've seen a very unusual 3 to 4 years over the last term. And I think also when I have conversations with people, I'm often pointing out that our region has not possibly had the same catastrophic events that might have been the case in some of the other regional areas. So we're not La Trobe, where there's got real challenges about what happens with the future of coal. We weren't a Geelong that had the challenges of what happens when Ford's manufacturing shuts down. We are a region that grows food, that is home to 20% of Victoria's regional manufacturing capability. We have a lot of industry that's here, but we aren't necessarily defined by one singular industry that's had a crisis. And so in many ways, our ability to attract funding has been at a more, it hasn't had that high crisis response. I would suggest that what we've just experienced over the last couple of weeks should put us to the top of the list.
Linda, a very diplomatic answer. I quite appreciate that. You're holding the Committee for Greater Shepparton's having a forum next week. What's the plan?
So we're waiting till midday today to find out exactly how many candidates there will be.
Nine and counting.
Yes. We've already had confirmation from several that they would be unavailable to participate. So we're very pleased that we have the big three and several other local independents who have put their hands up, or from some of the smaller parties. So the goal is we'll bring everyone together over at the Maroopna Westside, and we will run through a Q&A session that's co-hosted by myself and Max from Shep News, and we'll really be walking through and guided by the questions that we receive from the community, who can submit them right up till Monday evening.
Who do you want to come along, and do they need to register, just turn up? What's the plan?
So we've asked people to register because obviously that makes it easier to know how many people we may have in the room. It also is one of the ways you can submit a question or an issue that you'd like to see addressed on the night. And we see this as something that should be of importance to anyone in our community. So it's open, it's free, it's public. And I think that the point I'm putting there is, you know, when we talk about state government, we're talking about health, education, transport, housing, you know, all of these different things are all, they all touch every age and stage in our community. Oh. So they are as relevant to a 3-year-old as much as they are to, you know, a 90-year-old. So we absolutely see this as, when you're talking state politics, when you're talking Victorian government and who should be representing Greater Shepparton in Melbourne, in Parliament in Victoria, then I really think it's something that should be of consideration to everyone in the community.
Linda Nieuwenhuizen, CEO of Committee for Greater Shepparton, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.